Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
All right, joining me this morning is Christy Gonzalez. She's the producer, the brains, the one-woman show behind a lot of these outdoor shows. And one of the ones I really want to talk to her about, because they added a portion I'm excited about, is the Connecticut Fishing and Outdoor Show. It's being held down at Mohegan Sun the weekend of February 14th. And adding the outdoor show to the Connecticut Fishing Show brings, it's not just, you know, the dad goes fishing. The outdoor show encompasses the family now. And adding that, Christy, I think that's one thing that you're keen on. A lot of these activities can be done by the families to get outside, away from the TVs, the video games. So I appreciate you adding that, and I appreciate you joining me this morning.
Well, thank you for having me.
So yeah, the outdoor show, it's a new thing that's kind of been adding to the Connecticut Fishing Show, which we're all familiar with. It's down in Mohegan Sun, which is easy to get to, great venue just to go to with the family in general. But to see some of these things and get some ideas, and we were talking a little bit before we got going about getting the family involved, and I think a great way is with kayaking. You know, they're lighter, everyone can kind of do it, it's easy to get used to. So kayaking's become a big thing, and I think that's great.
It is. It's a wonderful event, a wonderful activity for the whole entire family. We have several different types of kayaks that will be on display. Some are state-of-the-art with electronics, coolers for your fish. And then if you're not into fishing, you can buy a less expensive version and have the whole family join. You can have a one-person kayak, a two-person kayak. So it's really just a lot of fun for everybody. There are ocean kayaks, lake kayaks. So we really would love to see the families come out and experience our demo pond.
Yeah, that's one of the, you know, there's the demo pond, you have the kayaking, but there's one thing I've always wanted to get more in depth is fly fishing. So there's the fly casting demos, there's so much demos and seminars and things that people can learn and families can learn together and then take those skills that they learned or are a little more intrigued about now and actually go do them for themselves.
Absolutely. One of the things I'm really excited, or two things that are really new for me to work with, I have Greg Corbin out of New England Dive. He's going to be talking about intro to scuba diving, snorkeling, spear fishing, and then Philip Garcia, 15,000 mile plus hiker, runner and photographer. He's hiked all over New England. He's going to have a phenomenal slideshow just about how you can get outside with your families and the experiences he has experienced. So really trying to get the whole entire family there. There's something, you know, if the mom and the daughter want to do a stand-up paddleboard demo, and then the dads and the sons want to do, you know, a fly fishing thing, or, you know, I don't want to gender specify, but it kind of seems like that's what the norm is a lot at these shows. But we're trying to get the whole family there together to have a great experience.
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely on that with that. My mother-in-law lives down in Guilford by Besic Lake, and she bought a kayak a couple years ago because it's nice. She can get out on her own. And,
right,
you know, she was out there. She started seeing other people fish. So now it intrigued her a little bit. And so she started fishing off the kayak. I don't want to call it a snowball effect, but in a way, it's a good version of the snowball effect.
It is. I mean, I have one child that likes to do two teenage girls, and one likes to do the stand-up paddleboard, and my other daughter is a bird hunter. So we do have a little bit of hunting at the event. The state is there to teach hunter safety. There's a laser shot range. We have an archery range. So really, just it's important to get people outside, to be together, to communicate.
Yeah, and I mean, one thing, I have three boys. My older twins are 11, and they just started really getting into fishing a couple years ago. And it's it's one of those things, you know, when we go fishing, it's you don't catch a fish every time. That's called shopping. You know, it's teaching them the patience and just sitting outside and relaxing and reflecting and the beauty of just sitting there. Okay, you might not catch something. You might not, you know, bring home any fish, but just being out there and the things that you see and the sights and the sounds, it's an experience that I think more families need to do together and understand that, you know, slow life down a little bit, get outside, enjoy fishing, the outdoors. Here in New England, we have a lot of that, luckily.
Well, and absolutely. Again, it's just about bringing your family together, doing something where there's going to be a little bit of everything. We also have some seminars by the North American Wildlife. They are an animal adventure and family zoo rescue center. They'll be speaking several times throughout the weekend about bobcats, owls. They'll have a porcupine, some skunks, snakes, reptiles. Just educating if they're not native to this area, just again, bringing wildlife into your world. And then if you experience one of these animals out in the wild, if you're hiking or hunting or fishing, how to approach these animals, what to do. They're usually more scared of you than you are of them. So just, you know, and everybody loves animals. We'll have a couple of birds of prey on display as well. So I'm looking forward to that.
And I mean,
we also have,
there's speakers all day long. All 3 days you have speakers with different things, whether it be, you know, making your own lures, saltwater fishing, the diving, sports fishing. But one I'm excited about, because I grew up watching this man, Saturday Roland Martin. That's a big deal.
It's huge. And he has not been in this area for a very long time. He's very well known, loves the crowd. He will be with us, as you mentioned, just Saturday only. He has various times that he will be at the Hog Trough, which is the 5,000-gallon tank that we have with demos. You can visit ctfishingoutdoorshow.com. Click on the seminar schedule for the Hog Trough, and he will be listed with his exact times. But he will also be in and around the show all day to meet and greet, sign autographs. We have so many different things going on. We also have Captain Ralph Wilkins from Wicked Tuna. He'll be there all weekend. He is speaking a couple of times, but he'll be in his booth. He does a lot with charity, a lot with kids. Just really fun for the whole family.
And now you've been part of these shows, the Connecticut Fishing Show, for a while. What is one of the things that you've seen over the years change that people want and come to look for at these shows?
Oh, that's a tough one. you know, we always try and offer something a little bit different every year so that it doesn't get stale. But people still want to buy fishing tackle, hunting gear. They're hungry for education and how to do something. And one of the things that I feel all of my exhibitors and the entire show, everyone is friendly. They are happy to educate you. They are happy to talk to you, even if you're not going to buy their product. A lot of the exhibitors are there to sell, naturally, but they are more than happy to work with you. If you've never fished before and you don't know what type of rod and reel for saltwater versus freshwater, they will happily help you and educate you in any way they can.
And that's one of those things where something like this, bringing the kids, bringing the family, and because, you know, as parents, we know we can tell our kids the same thing for a day and a half, but soon as someone else steps in and tells them the exact same thing, all of a sudden it's like you've been validated. So to bring the kids and the family to a show like this where they can ask the manufacturer or an outfitter that uses this equipment day in and day out and recommends it that, okay, this is what we want to do. We're getting some, you know, vindication as a parent that, hey, you know, I'm right. And the kids looking at it like, oh, this is cool, because now they're seeing it in a different light. And as a parent, to bring a child to a show like this, I don't think there's anything else that you can do to get them more interested in a sport or a hobby than going to a show like this.
And absolutely, it's a great environment. I should mention kids 12 and under are free. There's free parking. There's plenty of restaurants and other activities to do at the casino. So really, it's a whole day. You can park your car in the morning and spend all day here with all the things that we have going on. There's a lot of great giveaways that we'll be having, a lot of different promotions throughout the day. We have bags of lures that will be given away at various times All of those are listed on our website. But it's really, you know, I'm excited to see this come to fruition and to see all the different folks that, you know, again, they want to make a living as well, mm-hmm. but they are there to educate the families. 95% of my clients are family, local, small businesses. So it's encouraging to me to also be able to bring them all under one roof so that they can generate income to support their families. Fishing boats.
Is that one of the things that kind of led you to tie on the outdoor show to the fishing show?
That I can't really, you know, it's just another opportunity for me as a business person to create something in a different part of the state. My event in Hartford has been very successful, but I think more of my attendees in Hartford come from the northwestern part of the state, Springfield area, and now I can incorporate another show to bring folks in from the eastern portion along the shoreline, Rhode Island, Massachusetts. So it's really bringing a lot of folks into the venue from everywhere.
And I think that's one of those things a lot of people don't realize. Yes, it's being held at Mohegan Sun, but the casino is an extremely family-friendly place. I mean, as long as the kids don't go on the gambling carpets, it's a great place for them just to walk around and enjoy in the restaurants and the events and the activities and the scenery. I mean, there's something at the casino for everyone. So, yeah, go to the Connecticut Fishing and Outdoor Show. Go on Saturday and Sunday. Like I said, all three of my kids would be free in this situation. But just walk around the casino and experience what Connecticut has to offer.
Absolutely. They have the Mohegan Sun has a game on. They can go bowling. They have an arcade. They have ping pong. So even if mom and dad or, you know, the adults want to go into the show for a longer period of time, you can leave your kids safely mm-hmm. at those facilities. There's, you know, again, for me, having two teenage girls, I know that I would just let them run, you know, around. You know, they'd be completely fine knowing that the kids have something to do if they don't want to spend the whole time. Families can get their hands stamped. That one general admission of $12 is good for the entire day. And again, the kids are free. Adults are $12. Free parking, great food. So it's really, you can spend the whole entire day there.
Well, thank you for joining me again. Joining me this morning is Christy Gonzalez. She's the director, the brains behind the Connecticut Fishing and Outdoor Show and other shows that go on across the state. Thank you for joining me this morning. If people want any more information on how to get on some information on the show, where should we lead them?
CTFishingOutdoorShow.com. That's our website. It has directions, interactive map, floor plan, exhibitor list, seminar times. All of that is at the CTFishingAndOutdoorShow.com.
Well, I appreciate you joining me this morning. Hopefully we can get some people out there and try something maybe they haven't tried and learn something they need to learn about.
That sounds great. I hope to see you there.
We'll be there. Thank you.
Thank you, Joey.
And if you have any other great events like this in the state of Connecticut you want me to talk to, you can hit me on email. It's WTICcomments@entercom.com. That's WTICcomments@entercom.com. And again, there's great things that happen at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.